Exciting week. Y'all know we need Jesus, right? This nation needs Jesus. In this day and hour, now is the time for the church not to be divided, but to unite. I can't tell you all the times. I mean, again, you got to stay off social media because people just go off and stuff. And it's crazy how you'll have others that will just get upset over what happened. This person here, he wasn't this way, this way. I didn't like what... Good young man. I didn't know him personally. There are things that he may have said that I didn't like, but I kept it to myself. But no one deserves to die like that. No one. Doesn't matter who it is. No one does. And especially in this nation, we call this the Christian nation. You're the one that sent me, like, he had X amount of followers, but it just seven times more, it became more. See, here's the thing. I said, that's a whole lot different when you're living your faith for Jesus and you're being bold. Title of my message today is to be bold in the name of Jesus. When you're being bold about it, as opposed to, you know, there used to be, I heard a story about some individuals that was praying for sickness to come upon them. And then they received like an acute leukemia. And basically, you know, they ended up being sick so that they were wanting to be sick so that they can go out and witness for Jesus. See, that's the reverse side of that. That's the negative side of that. Because God won't put sickness on you, but the enemy will definitely entertain that. Said, you know, they ended up dying. Four people got born again. Well, thank God for those four. But see, when you're living boldly for the kingdom of God, there will be more people that will come to know Jesus because of your boldness, not because you're trying to ask for sickness to come upon you. People don't agree with all that stuff. Pray for them. Not everyone's going to agree. But pray for them. Pray for their family. Pray that they come to know Jesus. Because no one should die that way. Be bold. Be bold. Whether you red or blue, black or white, we come together in the name of Jesus because it's his blood that saved us. His blood was red. His blood saved us. And unites us. We are united together in the body of Christ because of the name of Jesus and because of the blood of Jesus. You don't have to agree with every new saying or trend that the world has to offer, but stand on the word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and destroys all the enemy's plans for this world. We're on the same team, y'all. We're on the same team. Team Jesus. And God has called us to do something that is so great, and we can come together. We can be coming one. You know, in the Bible, it talks about in Acts, it talks about how they were one accord, one in heart and one in soul. When they prayed prayers, the room shook because of the power of the Holy Spirit. That's coming together as one. So if that hasn't happened in a long time, there you go. You see why? Because we're not together in one. When we come in here, what is it about? Is it about Jesus or is it about our problems? It should be about Jesus. Baggage claim is out there. Leave it there. When you come in here, it's about Jesus. And then when you get out, it's going to be gone. Because you're not going to leave here the same way that you came. Expect it. Expect God to do something so extraordinary in your life that, my good Lord, I've been changed just like this. Because of your word, because of the worship, because of what you were speaking to me while I was sitting there. Expect it. When it's all said and done, Jesus is coming back for the triumphant church. He isn't going to separate us by race, by gender, by color, or what have you, by any of that. You know, it would be really, really funny to see when we get that new transformation, transformed body, that the immortal body, for all the people that didn't like different colors, that you get that color. Boy, that would shock a lot of people's life. How do you like your new transformed body? Okay. And you know, when we get to heaven, that's the Bible talks about there, men are going to get to heaven before women. Y'all know that? In Revelations 8, it says this right here. You got that scripture? This is how you know. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal on the scroll, there was silence throughout heaven for about half an hour. That's how you know men were being. That's a corny joke. But that's a good joke. Some of y'all didn't get it. Just have your husband explain it to you. I believe the Lord wants us to be bold in this very hour. There is no time wasting, fighting, bickering, arguing with one another over issues that are minor in the body of Christ. Racism deals with hatred. Don't focus on racism. Focus on the heart to love. The Bible says hatred will stir up strife. It's hatred. That's all it is. Hatred for another person. And we can't have the love of God if we're actually hating on somebody. We can't say that we love God if we can hate the brother that we see. We love a God who we don't see and we hate the brother that we see. That's not the love of God in you. Be bold. Jesus was bold. The apostles at one point in time, they weren't really bold. After the resurrection, they went into hiding until they were endued with power. And the Holy Spirit gave them that boldness to go out and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We live in a better covenant today. It's not a covenant of condemnation. We live in a better covenant because we have right standing with God. We're able to be bold. We're able to proclaim the goodness of God and not be apologetic about it. There's some people who are afraid to pray over their food when they eat. Pray. Ask your neighbor, hey, table next to you, hey, you want me to pray for your food too? Be bold about it. They might come to know Christ. Or run you out the church, run you out the restaurant, one or the other. But be bold. There were times when I didn't want to pray because I didn't know how to pray. I was scared to pray for my family, to pray over my kids. What is that? Well, here's the thing. I didn't know who I truly was in Christ. I was still going off of the shy Tim, the timid Tim, the one that was living in fear to pray. I can pray now. I pray before we watched our kids yesterday, our grandkids, not our kids. They're old. She said we. She watched them. I came in now and then and entertained and got all the love, and then I left again. That's she did the grunt. Oh, Carly's right here. She shouldn't have heard that. But here's the thing. Before they left, I prayed with them. You pray with your kids. You go and visit your children, pray with them. You go and take trips to see your relatives and things, pray with them. Hey, let's pray before we leave. Let's be bold about it. That might stir something up on the inside of them that they never felt in a long, that they haven't felt in a long time. Pray with them. Is it all right if I pray with you? Yeah, come on, let's go. Let's get it. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Romans 8:38 says this, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for tomorrow, today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No matter what kind of death that God's children may die, there is nothing that can ever separate us from his love. Nothing. Paul was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The disciples were not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they died some horrific deaths. They weren't ashamed of. Usually when you're ashamed, you don't talk about certain things when you're ashamed about it. They weren't ashamed. Paul talked about how he was the chief sinner. He literally went around persecuting the church. But as much energy that he put towards persecuting the church and dragging them out of their homes just for believing in the name of Jesus, Paul went out and preached the gospel even more fiercely. How can you do that? There would be people around Paul. Didn't you know that you used to do all this other stuff, constantly bringing up your past and all this so he wouldn't be able to press in the way he wanted to? He ignored all of that. You got to ignore all of that and to continue to press in. God is not dragging around your past. Satan will, just to condemn you. But there is now no condemnation for those who are where? In Christ Jesus. Who's in Christ Jesus? Hopefully every single one of us in here. And if you're not, let's get you in. And let's get you filled. Be bold. Acts 4:27 says, in fact, this has happened here in this very city for Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate, the governor, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant whom you anointed. They were all united against Jesus, and they could not stop him. They could not stop him from praying for people. They could not stop him from commanding demons to leave. You know, the thing about it is this. This is why I'm talking about the anointing. We need to contend for that. We want to be around that. We need to want that in our lives so that we can operate it and flow in it. Why? Because the anointing will destroy the yoke. There was a man named Legion. He had, I think Legion was about 3,000 to 6,000 demons in him. One word sent them out. Go. One word. That's with the anointing. One. He didn't sit there and do some interview, have a bucket to where, you know, they needed to throw up. He didn't have to ask all of these questions. And he just asked, what's your name? Legion, for we are many. They were scared because they knew they were coming in contact with the one who came to destroy him. Have you come to torture us before our appointed time? Go. Put us in this herd of pigs. Go. Herd of pigs went over the cliff. One word. The anointing. Don't trade that off for something else. If you operate in it, don't trade that off. That anointing is just for pastors, for disciples, for Jesus. That's not, you don't need a title to operate the way Jesus did. Some people think you do. You don't. You don't need a title. The works he do, you shall do. But be bold about it. Verse 28, but everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. Jesus knew they were going to reject him. He knew that what they were going to do. He knew how they were going to treat him, and he did it anyway. That's doing it through love. When you know somebody is getting ready to betray you and you still love on them. That's hard to do, but Jesus did it. Everything they did was determined beforehand. He was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Israel rejected him. The Gentiles rejected him. the religious leaders and the governor, what have you, they all rejected him. They came united to come against one man. And seeing that's what the enemy will do. When you're powerful enough, when you understand your authority, when you're walking the way that God wants you to walk, they will gather up everyone to come against one person. And they did that to Jesus. They did that to Peter. They did that to Paul. They did that to Matthew. They did that to all of them because they were walking the way that Jesus told them to walk. Verse 29. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. We know they're going to come against us. We know they're going to set up laws. We know they're going to try to get others to unite to come against us. We need to back off. No. Give us, your servants, great boldness. We want to go out there and proclaim it even more. We want to go out there and do more for you, Lord. We want to go out there and share the gospel more. We want to heal the sick. We want to cleanse the lepers. We want to raise the dead for you, for your glory. We're not going to back off just because they're pressing in. You don't back off. Somebody give you, put pressure on them, you put it right back on them. We don't stand there and just take it. Bible says we are pressed but not crushed. Enemy wants to put pressure on you. Society will try to put pressure on you. They can't touch you if you understand who you are in Christ. Literally, they cannot touch you because of who you are in Christ. But persecution, we're redeemed from a lot, but we're not redeemed from persecution. Because if they did it to Jesus, they'll do it to us. And persecution is designed to cause injury, grief, and affliction upon a person. We're not redeemed from that, but we can overcome it. People talking about you is not really persecution. That's kind of lighthearted stuff. I mean, that's elementary stuff. Kids in elementary do that stuff. They just gather up and then they just begin to talk about you, making fun of you. That's elementary. That's not persecution. That's just somebody being annoying. Give us, your servants, great boldness. Lord, give me great boldness to preach your word. Give me great boldness to be able to pray with my children. Give me great boldness so that I can share my faith when people want to call on me to do it. Give me great boldness to be able to live out my life for you. Give me great, whatever it is in your life, give, God can give you great boldness. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. After this prayer, the meeting place, what? Shook. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with what? Man. The place shook where they were at. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit again. See, that the filling of the Holy Spirit isn't just a one-time thing. They were filled again. And if you were to go on and read in this chapter, what have you, it'll talk about how they were in one in heart, in one in mind and soul. Everyone brought things. There was great grace. There was great power. Everyone brought. There was no one that was in need. People were selling land. They were selling houses, bringing it in and putting it at the feet of the apostles. Are you trying to tell me to get? I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you, that's where their heart was. It wasn't a competition thing. It was, I'm here, surrender to Jesus type thing. I'm serving God because he is so good in my life. I'm bringing this to help other people. I'm bringing this to do this for this individual or what have you. I said, they were one in heart. They had the heart and mind of Christ. And sometimes we'll just like each other just because of a football team. See how petty we can get sometimes? That's your brother. That's your sister. And they're created in the image of God just like you are. Love them. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Evil will not prevail against the church. The gates of hell will not be able to stop the church. Ever. That's not a time for us to get all scared because that happened. That shot heard around the world. That's the time to press in. The church has got to get ready. Jesus is coming back. But it'd be just like in the days of Noah. There was a lot of evil going on in the days of Noah. There's a lot of evil going on here. And even though we may proclaim that this is a Christian nation, we got a lot of jacked up stuff here. That shouldn't be. That means it's almost like 80% evil, 20% Christianity. Jesus. We need to flip-flop that. This is how they'll know you are my disciples, your love for one another. You do it with boldness. You do it by faith. And faith expressing itself through love. You're going to hit it on the head every single time when it's done through love. People can be bold and not have any love. You can speak words that can move mountains, but if you have not love, it means absolutely nothing. Young people, don't be afraid to share your faith at school. You go to that church that believe in healing? Yes, we do. You go to that church that they believe in speaking in tongues? Yes, we do. Y'all believe in the Holy Spirit? Yes, we believe in him. Absolutely. Be bold. God is coming back for his church. He didn't say a certain denomination. Be bold. That's man's ways, not his. All right, all right. Acts 4:13 says, the members of the council, it takes boldness to pray and expect God to heal and raise the dead. In Acts 4:13, it says, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. It doesn't matter how much training you have in scriptures. You can do all the schooling you want. But have no boldness. You can break down theologically all this other stuff, but have no power. Go ahead, get that schooling. Peter and John had little schooling. They were with Jesus, though. And they prayed with boldness and power. And they had authority. And they had the love. And their names are written in here, and we get to read about them every single day. They're one of the books in the Bible. But there was no training. Nothing special about them. You know, there was nothing special about Jesus when it talks about in Isaiah 53. There was no, he wasn't beautiful. He wasn't majestic. There was nothing that would attract people to him. But see, it was the love of God that was inside of him. That was talking about the outward man. But when he came around, people wanted to touch him. They wanted to grab him. They wanted to be around him. Why? Because he wasn't going around condemning people. But he did not like, I wouldn't say hate, he did not like the religious leaders. But the Holy Spirit will never insult. I wouldn't read Matthew chapter 23 because he goes off on all the religious leaders, calling them hypocrites and snakes and everything else. Fools. Don't read Matthew chapter 23. It'll mess your theology up. But that's how much he cared for him, because he was addressing the crowds in the beginning and the disciples. Listen and obey to what these teachers are telling. They're teaching you about the laws of Moses. Listen and obey, but don't do what they do. Mm-mm. Don't go there. He doesn't want you going down the wrong path. Listen and obey. Listen to what he's telling you. Listen to what the scriptures are speaking to you through the Holy Spirit or what have you. Obey them. Walk it out. You know, there's blessings for obedience. Walk it out. But you don't have to do what they did. You do what Jesus did. Why? Because man ain't perfect. And then we'll try to justify what they did in order so that we can do something just like them. Walk it out. Jesus was perfect. They may have seen ordinary men, but God seen his spirit of faith in them. Jesus cared about people. He cared about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Jesus wept. The shortest scripture in the Bible, Jesus wept. But why did he weep? Why did he weep? Why was Jesus weeping? Is it because he loved them and cared about them? Jesus wept because of their unbelief. How long was Jesus going to have to be with them and tell them that he was the resurrection and show them that the power of God can do anything and raise Lazarus? He already knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. But he wept. He cared about them so deeply. But at the same time, they knew who he was. They didn't really have faith in him that it was going to happen in that sense. They were in unbelief. I don't know about you. If you hadn't gotten to the place where God can do anything, get there. If you can, get there, because he can. There's nothing that's impossible for him. Nothing. There is nothing that is impossible for God. Yeah, but nothing is impossible for God. All you have to do is, but what he calls us to do is believe. Believe his word. Believe in what he said. Believe. That's the easy part. How come people don't call Peter denying Peter? How come theologians don't call him denying Peter? Well, they call him doubting Thomas. But see, Jesus revealed himself to everyone who believed. After he was resurrected, 500 people saw him. 500 people there believed in Jesus. Thomas believed. But it was just different. He had to see it first. So throughout the rest of the days, we're calling him Doubting Thomas. But we don't call Peter Denying Peter. And he did that 3 times. Peter, they're rebuked. Never you, Lord. No, we don't do that. You know why? Because after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter preached one of the most powerful messages ever. And 3,000, thousands of people came into the kingdom that day. After they were filled with the Holy Spirit, he did it with boldness. It wasn't about what he had denied and how he had denied Jesus. It was about being filled with the Holy Spirit and going out and preaching the word boldly. You got to have a short-term memory when it comes to your mistakes. They'll tell players that, not short term. Erase it. That was incomplete pass. Go, hey, forget about it. Let's go. Why? You got a next play. You beating yourself up all throughout the whole day over that one mistake, you're going to end up on a bench because you're not focused. Short term. Y'all got to have short term memory on your mistakes. God forgive me. Let's move. Let's go. All right, let's go. Let's go. Got work to do. Be bold about it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Proverbs 28:1. This is the Passion Translation. It says, guilty criminals experience paranoia, even though no one threatens them. But the innocent lovers of God, because of righteousness, their right standing with God, will have the boldness of a young, ferocious lion. See the difference? When Jesus was resurrected and they were going around persecuting everybody and stuff, they were in hiding. But after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they came out and they were gone. It was like, all right, let's go. We got some work to do. First martyr in the Bible, Stephen, preached a powerful message. Talked about the history and everything. Stephen was a man full of faith. Had the face of an angel, the Bible says. And he preached it boldly. Y'all got to be bold about what you say. You got to be bold. And it's not to attack one another. But there are spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms that are trying to come against you. The scripture says in Ephesians 6, what? We wrestle not against who? Flesh and blood. Miss Vicky is not my enemy. Even though she can play a mean game of pickleball. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The spirit behind them is what you're coming against. And you can do that in love, but you also need to do that with boldness and in faith. You don't have to agree with everyone. But you do need to agree with the word of God and what it says. Lord, I'm just not feeling any love today. Well, he said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His love. There's nothing that can separate the love of Christ for us. Lord, I'm not feeling like these people, just they're just not respecting me as much as I should. What are you, Rodney Dangerfield? Who cares if someone doesn't respect you? You go out and sow that. Maybe that's what you're reaping because you haven't been sowing it. You reap what you... For God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, he will reap. And the one who sows to please the sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. What are you sowing if people aren't respecting you? That's why I don't like people talking for me. No one... I'm going to just make this a disclaimer. No one speaks for Pastor Tim. I don't need somebody saying good things about me over here and over there and all that other stuff. I don't mind it, but all I'm saying is that I don't go around trying to hurt people. I don't go around trying to destroy people. I don't go around just being mean to people. I'm kind of old school with it. Do right by people. Some people just want to talk for you just so they can talk about you just so they can talk for you. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Our testimony. I share my faith. You don't share my faith for me. I share it. You share it. I don't share it for you. Your testimony. I heard some people talking about, shall we bring back testimony service? People kind of iffy. Some people talk too long. But see, that just seems that, you know, God is just doing a work in their life. But it's good. I don't mind getting up there and then just putting a video on so people can see it and stuff. But then again, when you do that, there's a lot of people that puts that target on their back. But we've had a target since we came into the kingdom of God, so be bold. Be bold. Amen. If there's anyone here that has not received Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior, be bold about it. Lift your hand. We'll pray with you. We'll get you born again. The Bible says to believe in the name of Jesus. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. Romans 10:8-10. I say, Lord, I believe in you. I believe in what you've done for me. And I make you my Lord and Savior. If there's anyone here who's just been dealing with a lot of doubt, that the things that they prayed for is not going to come to pass, I'm going to let you know. I speak to that doubt in your heart right now, and I come against it. Because that's not from God. Don't ever receive anything that's not from God and through Scripture. Ever. I don't care who brought it. Even if it's me, don't receive it if it's not from him and from his word. Not everyone is your friend. Some people pray, P-R-E-Y, on your downfall. We're here. We're called to build up. We're the body of Christ. We build up. Let's build up. Let's do some building. Father God, we just thank you for everyone here. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. At the sound of my voice, Lord, we just call out cancer. We call that out in the name of Jesus. Anyone dealing with cancer, Lord, we thank you for. We curse it right now in the name of Jesus, and we just believe healing for their bodies right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Tumors, fall in the name of Jesus. We command it to fall. Limbs, we command you to grow right now in the name of Jesus. You grow on out right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Receive it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Even though the doctors may have given you a bad report, don't get mad at them. Do not get angry with them. Do not get upset with them. Do not be in unforgiveness towards them. They're doing their job. But your responsibility is to walk by what the Word of God says and believe is in the name of Jesus. You always have a good report in the Word. So, Lord, we thank you for that good report. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Did I help anyone today? One or two? Wednesday night, come on out. We love to have you at 6:30 to 7:30. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Good word. I think this week we're going to do Nancy Dufresne this week. She's a good speaker. I like her. You listen to women? Yes, I do. God anoints women too. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for today, Lord. We just put a blessing over them. Lord, we thank you for their lives, their health, and their strength. We thank you, Lord, that you are the healer, you are the deliverer, Lord. And we just thank you for these families growing, growing, and growing, Lord. We thank you for more children back there. We thank you for more youth back there. We thank you for more people in here. Overflow in the name of Jesus. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.